man shall be blessed in his deed. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Tonight I'm going to be asking a question, hopefully encouraging the church tonight. My title will be, Have You Visited the Widows Lately? Have you visited the widows lately? Papa, if you could pray over this sermon, help God to strengthen me.
Heavenly Father, we love you tonight and thank you for loving us.
Thank you for your word, Lord.
Thank you that we're living in perilous times, and yet with all of that, you're still calling young men and young women to the service. Thank you, Lord, for laying your hand upon the people. I ask tonight that you just have your divine will. Not only anoint Matthew to preach God, but anoint us to hear what God has to say. We give you praise and glory for all that you do, God, and we commit it in your hands and know that you're mindful of us, know that you care, know that you love us. Have your way, God, I pray, and we give you praise. Amen.
Thank you. The Great Commission, as we all know, was a command given by Jesus to go and spread the gospel, to go to the world and tell them about what Jesus has done, that he saved souls and that he's here to help them. He is a helper, he's a protector, and that is our goal and our mission, a direct revelation from God to go tell them. Whether you know the calling of on your life or not, you know the Great Commission is to go and tell people and be the doer of the word, like talked about in James, and to follow his commandments. A great doer of the word in the Bible, I believe, is John the Baptist. Before he was even born, we know the story about how the angel came to his father and told him about how he would be a man to usher in the kingdom of heaven, how he would be preparing the way for Jesus to come, and how he would be a man crying in the wilderness. I believe that many people told John the Baptist of this. He knew what his calling was, he knew what his purpose was, and I believe that everyone knew the story about the angel and John, how it was spoken throughout the community, and he probably had heard the story 1,000 times. He knew that what his job was to do, he knew what his purpose was to do, and he knew what the calling was. But the difference between him and others was he decided to do it. He went out and did it. He wasn't just a hearer of the word spoken of in the verses, but he was a doer of the word. He followed the calling that had been placed upon his life, and that's what made him the greatest man that Jesus has said. Because not only did he have a great calling, but he had a great unction to do that calling. In Matthew 3, in chapter 3, verse 3, it says, For this he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. His job in life was to prepare the hearts of many for the coming of the Lord. Before this, Jesus hadn't come. He was born, but he hadn't been on the scene yet. And he was preparing the path and preparing the hearts for the Messiah to come. And I believe that he thought he was going to set up a worldly kingdom, but he didn't know what the path of Jesus was, but he knew that he was here to prepare the way. He made a way for the coming of the Lord and cried out in the wilderness to the Jews, for the Gentiles alike, for the Sadducees, the Pharisees, all of them to change their ways and be prepared for the Messiah. He knew that he had a job to do and he wasn't scared who they were, what their position was, what their background is, even informing the Jews that just because Abraham was your father does not mean that you're going to be ready. He wasn't scared of who they were, but he knew that his calling was to prepare the way. And just like us as doers of the word, our job is to prepare the way because we know Jesus is coming soon. And if we're not willing to tell others about it, then it does us no good. Like we have heard from Derek and from others, we've heard the word. We know what the Great Commission is. But like John, we have to actually do something about it. Because if we just hear it and just sit down, nothing will happen. But we have to have an effect and an impact on others. We have to prepare the way for the second coming of Christ, that souls might be saved. In verses 5 and 6 of the same chapter, it says, Then went out to him in Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. He had pointed multitudes towards Christ and seen their ways change. People were coming out from all over, coming to see who this man was. He was a man of the wild. He was a man that wasn't as scared of what he looked like or what the people thought of him, but he was going to be a doer of the word nonetheless. We serve the same God as he does, as he did, and we should have the same faith as him, and likewise have works confessing our faith, because he knew the word, he knew the prophecy, and he also knew what he had to do. If he had just had faith and acted not upon it, if he knew that Jesus the Messiah was coming but didn't tell anyone about it, what good would that have done? Yeah. Likewise, if we know that this Messiah is coming, but we tell no one about it, what good will that do? Many will go unsaved and many will go untouched because of the faithlessness that we have. But if we decide to stand up and tell people about it, it might not be multitudes, but if we do our part, we can have a big impact on other people's lives. It's important to have works, and as you know the verses, James chapter 1, verses 20, 22, and 26, it says, "But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." It's telling us how important that works is. Well, yes, we have to have faith, but if we just live by faith alone, it will get us to heaven. But will it give others to heaven? We have to be effective to others. We have to help out others. And it never says in the Bible that we have to see thousands saved. It doesn't say that we have to speak to multitudes of people like John did. He had a specific calling, but just because we don't have that calling on our lives doesn't mean we don't have a part to play. Amen. You might not see thousands saved, but have you visited the widows lately? Are you doing your part? Obviously, I'm not saying literal widows. Yes, that isn't necessarily important. But I mean, are you doing your part in the kingdom of heaven? You might not be a preacher or a pastor, but you still have a role to play. Just because you don't have a high calling, every calling's high, no matter the job and importance. And the thing that sets a lot back, because I've talked to a lot of people, is they don't think their calling is high enough, so they don't think they have a job to do. They'll sit back and hear the word and they'll do nothing about it. But whether or not we think we have some high calling or not, we all have a part. We all have to do something. Like I said, you might not see thousands saved. That might not be your will of God, but have you visited the widows lately? God doesn't expect you to do what John did, but we can still be a testimony. And our job is still to point others towards Christ, because that's what he was doing. He was pointing towards the coming of the Messiah. He was pointing towards the Lord that was going to come in the flesh. And that's what we have to do. The Lord's coming again, and our job is to point towards him. An important question to ask yourself is someone closer to God because of what you've done? Or is a sinner, or someone still a sinner because something you haven't done? You have a greater impact on someone's life than you even realize. My Uncle Mike always has taught in class is there are people watching you that you don't even realize, and people are affected by your life without you even knowing. That means that your testimony, the way you talk, the way you live, everything about you makes a difference. You might not ever talk to that person. You might not even know that they're watching you. But if your testimony is pointing them towards Christ, if the way you're living is pointing them towards Christ, maybe one day when you get to heaven, people will come up to you and say, "Because of you, you helped me get here." We have to do our part. We have to be effective. We have to deliver the word. Whether a preacher or not, you still have a job to point others towards Christ. John's whole ministry is pointing people towards Christ. That was his whole goal. That was his whole What the angel has said is he's going to prepare the paths of the people for the coming Messiah. And in John 1, chapter 1, and verses 29 and 30, we see the great collision. We see what his life's goal had been coming down to. It says, "The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." No one had to tell him, but this is the one he'd been preaching of for so long. This is the one that he had been talking about, and this is the one that was coming down the road. By the time Jesus comes, we won't be able to say, "Behold the Lamb," because it'll be too late. We'll be in heaven, but for all the ones that are still here, it'll be too late. So while we still have time, we have to point them towards Christ. And in verse 30, it says, "This is he of whom I said, After me cometh a man which is preferred before me, and for he was before me." People thought that maybe John was the Messiah, but he's saying, no, the one that is coming down that road is that Messiah. He is saying, "Behold the Lamb." I believe the greatest sermon ever given by John was him pointing at Jesus and saying those words. Because his whole ministry was saying, "Behold, the Lamb is coming." And now as he walked down the road, he was able to point the people away from him. But now it's saying, it's his turn. Look towards him. And that's what we have to do. We can never say, "Look towards us," because we don't have the answer. But the way to get people saved is we can't. But we can say, "Behold the Lamb." We can point them towards Christ. While he might not be physically on the earth, we can point them towards the cross and say, "Behold the Lamb." We can show them what God did for them. But just showing them the cross isn't good enough. Taking them to the tomb where he no longer is, showing them that there is a Savior that cared for them. And like we said, when we were his enemies, loved us. That is what we have to tell them, to be doers of the work. Point towards Christ. We have to do everything we can. So while he has a calling on our lives, while he has a goal and purpose to fulfill it while he's on earth, because we don't want to go too far and look back and regret, saying we could have done more. John, at the end of his life, he wasn't saying, wow, I could have done more. He wasn't regretful, but he knew that the Savior had come. He had done what he could have done, and he could die in peace, knowing that he had done his job. And likewise, I want to live our lives knowing that we did what we were supposed to do, because I don't want there to be people that go unsaved because we didn't do this right, or people don't make it to heaven because we were supposed to get them there. Well, we can't, but we were supposed to do a job, and we didn't do it correctly. But I want to point them towards heaven by the way that we live, like Derek preached about, so that even if we never preach to them, if we never testify, if you're not a preacher, that your life could show that and point them towards heaven. Like John, I'd rather die fighting and die victorious than to live defeated. He wasn't okay with just living an okay life. He wasn't okay with just giving up, but he was willing to tell the sins of the king. He was willing to point out the sins of the world. He wasn't afraid, but he knew that he had a job, and that if he hadn't listened to the Savior, then he wouldn't have been fulfilling his calling. Derek preached about last week how there is a fire to be placed in our hearts. And without that fire, we are ineffective. But to be doers of the word and to be effective in someone's life, we have to have that fire. Because John was blessed by the Holy Ghost when he was just a baby. When they were with Elizabeth was married, he was blessed then. It shows us the importance of the Holy Ghost and the anointing. He was an anointed man. He had a promise. And he knew that good works and being a doer of the word is more important than just sitting back and just listening to it. He was young when he went into the wilderness, but he didn't even die very old either. He had a short ministry, but he had a fulfilling ministry. He pointed people towards Christ, and when say the Savior came, they were able to know this is the man that John had been speaking of. And our job in life, we can't physically point towards the Savior. He's gone in heaven, but we have to show them the path. We have to prepare that we can't save them, but prepare them to be saved. Prepare them to go down that path. And no matter what your calling is, no matter what your purpose is, we still have to play our part into seeing souls saved. Not everybody's called to be a preacher. Not everybody's called to be a minister. But we all have our things to do. I know I'm repetitive about this, but I really want people to understand that no matter what you're calling, because I've talked to my friends even, many of my friends, some of them are preachers now, some of them aren't, and they feel as if they don't have an important of a calling. They feel that they don't have as much of a job to do, but they don't realize the impact they're having on others' lives. You might not have to see multitudes saved. You might not do the things that John did, but we have to make sure we're doing the little things, visiting the widows. We have to make sure that we're doing our part and doing everything we can to see souls saved. Because when there's a fire in your hearts and when you're determined to do what the Lord has, then he can be used effectively of Christ. There's many people that work behind the scenes. John was out in the open, but there are many people whose jobs to work behind closed doors, who are just praying warriors, and those people are important too. You don't have to just be a minister, but the prayer warriors of the church, the people that come out and do work when no one else realizes, they're having more of an effect than you realize. But we need to be effective. We need to fulfill the callings based on our life. And if you don't have one, search for it, because it's the most fulfilling thing in the world. When we get to the end of our lives, like I mentioned earlier, when we stand before the Lord, will he be able to say, you did everything I asked of you? You did everything I called you to be? And will people be able to come up to you and say, thank you for what you've done? Or likewise, will he say, you didn't do what I asked of you? And you can see the many people that might have been saved if not. We should do our parts and do what we can with that fire preaching in our hearts that we can be the men of God we need to be. John was in prison, and he died, beheaded, which is an awful way to go, but he died peacefully. He had heard of what Jesus, the miracles he was doing. He died with a peace in his heart, knowing that he had done his job, and knowing that he had fulfilled the prophecy, and he had fulfilled the calling that had placed on his life. Now John is in heaven. He had ushered in the Savior, and now he is with the Savior. To be like the greatest man that ever lived, Jesus, or what Jesus called the greatest man, John, we have to have the same faith to not just hear the word, not just sit on the pew, and not just hear the preaching, because many people don't hear this. The reason we have missionaries, the reason we go out in America and preach, is because many people don't hear this, or they don't hear the truth. And we're lucky enough to hear the truth. We're lucky enough to know what it is and to read the Bible. And for us to just keep that to ourselves would be a sin. For us to keep that to ourselves would be wrong. But to being a testimony, either it's on the job, when no matter what you do, the way you talk, the way you live, being even a good neighbor, you have to do everything you can. The question is, you visit the widows lately, is a question that makes you think, have you done the small things? Yes, praying for someone is important, but have you helped out your neighbor? Have you been kind to this one? Like Derek was preached about this morning, there's so many factors that go into being a good Christian. We have to make sure we're staying faithful to God and we're doing everything he asks for us. You might not be sent to save the multitudes, but our job is still to play our part. The job is still to be like John, to be a great man, to be faithful, to do have works to go along with our faith. Because he saw God, he saw Jesus, but now he lives in our hearts. So how much more should we be doing? Because we have the power and we have the preaching that he never had. How much more should we be doing? We need to be doers of the word. You see the great men of faith in the Hall of Fame. We see the men that had faith. But those men weren't there just because of the faith they gave. They're there because they acted upon their faith. John believed in something until he died. Jesus believed in something until he died. The greatest men in the Bible believed in something until they died. And likewise, we can't give up halfway through, but the war is over when Jesus comes. We have to believe in this all the way home, and we can never give up on the way. John never gave up, but he ushered in the kingdom. And likewise, we have to point others towards Christ. We can never give up until the day we die. We have to be pointing people towards the Lord because we realize we can't save them. But the greatest thing we can do is point them towards God. The greatest thing we can do is point them towards the cross. The greatest thing we can do is tell them what Jesus did. If you just tell them that Jesus is returning soon, that doesn't really help them out much. If you just told them that you might go to hell, that doesn't help them out much. But when you tell them a Savior came to die for you, when you tell them, gee, you don't have to do anything but to redeem the price that God already paid, that's what we must do. Because too many people talk about the bad things. Too many people talk about how the world is getting bad, but not enough people talk about there's a Savior that can help. We have to hold on until the end. And I know I keep on referring to John, but John was a man who, he had disciples. And while in prison, he would be talking to those disciples. And those same disciples, many of them that followed him, started following after Christ. We don't want people to follow after us, but if we can be like Christ, we want them to see the Christ through us. And that's what they did. That's why they were asking John if he was the Messiah, because they could see Jesus through us. But when we're pointing towards Christ, when we're living a life as a testimony and living a life on fire, we should be representing Christ in every way. We should be showing the world how to live, not by just telling them, but by living it. We have to have words and actions to back up our words, and we have to have works to back up our faith, to be doers of the word and complete the great commandment, to greet the great commission. That is our goal, that is our duty. And to show you how everybody plays a part, I wouldn't be here today without the people that were in this church. I wouldn't be preaching without them, and I'm thankful for them. But we know that we can have a bigger impact on people's lives than we even realize. To be a Christian, like Derek has said, means much more than just to be preached to, just means to go to church, but we have to be doers of the word. Remember that you have a part to play and that we can't just go and sit on the pews, but we have to do something about it, telling others about Christ. Have you visited the widows lately? Are you doing your part? Are you doing your job? And if not, why not? Because there's a Savior that died for you. You have no excuse. You have nothing that you can say. But the Savior died so that you can do something. Someone died so that you can have a part in the kingdom. He's given you the ability to tell others. And I'm proud that many in this church testify about how they were able to tell someone about Christ. They were able to point someone down the way. And that's our ultimate goal, is to point someone down the path. Because we can't place them on it. But if we can show it to them. If we can't save them, but if we can bring them to the cross. If we can't see him to heaven, but if we can show them it, maybe we can have a bigger difference and impact on someone's life than we can think. So if there's anything I can leave you with, is be a doer of the word. You, like Missy talked about, you have a greater impact on people's lives than you realize. Other people are working, and if you can be a faithful Christian, people are going to see that. If you're going to be a faithful Christian, a faithful doer of the word, people are going to recognize that. And if you never preach to them, if you never say one word to them, maybe they'll see the way you live and maybe want to be more like you, so they be more like Christ. If I can say one thing, is pulling people towards Christ. By the way that you live, by the way that you talk, and when you interact with people, point them towards Christ, because he can take the problems that you can't solve. Don't give them an outside source, but show them the one that can take away all. Yes. So if tonight, I want to be encouraged tonight, if there's anyone that realizes there's something more I could do, if there's anyone that says, I want to do more, I want to have a calling, I want to do more for Christ, then I encourage anyone who does that. If you could all stand up. And if we can say, I don't want ever God to ever be able to look at you and say, I wish you would have done more. I don't want you to go into eternity with regrets, but I want you to go into eternity knowing you did everything you can. Like I said earlier, I'd rather die victorious than live defeated. Fight with all you have until the day you die. Don't be regretful. Don't say, man, I wish I could have done that more. And he could have been saved if I had done that. But while you're still living, give it all. If it means you have to go into the wilderness, if it means you have to lay it all aside, do it. Because there's nothing worth missing out on heaven. And if we can get one person to heaven, it's more than enough. Point people towards the cross and be a doer of the word. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. What a challenge. What a challenge from our brother in the Lord. Amen. I want to be a doer of the word, don't you? Amen. Amen. John the Baptist was content with just being a signpost. Behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb. Behold the Lamb. Amen. Tonight, I've been challenged by the word. I appreciate Brother Matthew obeying the Holy Ghost tonight. Appreciate the anointing, the fervency he's preaching with. And if you want tonight, as he was preaching, and I be honest with you, as a pastor, What do we need? We need workers. Amen. We need people that are willing to go and to share the message. Behold the Lamb. It has always been in the church that the older teach the younger, but the younger has always challenged the older. They have. The younger has always seemed to challenge the older. And I'll tell you what happened tonight. You had a young man stand behind this pulpit to read some verses to you and to challenge you. Are you being a witness for his kingdom? If you want to be a doer tonight, let's empty them pews and find a place to pray in these altars. Thank God. Appreciate Brother Matthew obeying the Lord here tonight. Find you a place to pray. God, I want a witness. God, I want to be a witness. Behold the Lamb. God, let me be a John the Baptist that's willing to disappear behind Christ. Lord, I want to be a witness, Lord Jesus. Oh, don't just be a hearer, but help me to be a doer of the word. We love you tonight. Move in these altars, touch. We've been challenged. We've been challenged, church. Are you doing your part? Are you doing your part?